And I just have to start this, start the show. I'm serious, man. I got it all taken care of, all together. Whoops. Yeah, every single show is super professionally produced. You'll see. Maybe not. Is that going to start? Hey, it started. Okay. All right, ready? Here we go. Just don't be nervous, you know? Just talk to me. Talk to me like a normal human being. You'll be fine. Have you heard of Jack Conte?
No.
This is Jack Conte. Conte. I'm surprised.
Well, no, I hear a lot of things. I can't remember, like...
Wow.
All the DJs.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. We're overdriving here. There we go. Okay. Yeah, he's awesome. And he makes his own videos too. And I'll send you an email with links and stuff like that so you can check him out. He's basically, I think he's like some guy who lives in New York City in some small apartment in New York City, and he just makes music and ridiculously talented. And he makes his own videos also. I'm getting echo all over the place, but I'm just gonna deal with that. Anyway, hello everybody. This is the Random Stream of Consciousness podcast, and I am your host. Whoever. Anyway, today with me I have Emily Weiss, and she is super awesome. So, hello, Emily Weiss. Oh, man. See, I've already fucked up this whole show because I can't do anything correctly. All right. So, now, Emily Weiss, everybody. Yay. All right.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you're allowed to say hello. Anyway, as you know, every time I talk to somebody, I talk to a hot chick because that's what people want to hear about. They want to hear about the lives of models, right? You're a model?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we have to talk about something else later, but not on the podcast because it's kind of talking shit about somebody and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that publicly. We'll do that privately.
Okay.
You just did something cool last week. Is that right?
Yeah. The sunbrushed competition.
I had heard about that a couple years ago. A friend of mine was trying to do it, and I don't think she got very far in it. But you actually did it for the website? You actually modeled bikinis?
Yeah, for a calendar.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, isn't that fancy? And this calendar is the 2014, I would imagine, correct?
Yep.
And where can I get such a calendar to see Emily Weiss in a bikini?
Because
I've never seen you in a bikini. I don't know what you look like.
We don't know the details yet on it. It's still like all under construction, I guess.
And that was locally? That was here in...
It was in Tampa.
Well, that's what I meant.
It
wasn't in Chicago or anything
like that.
Yeah. Okay. I think I saw a picture of the cool house you were shooting in. That was pretty badass. Yeah, we have to talk about one of the persons you worked with. Anyway.
What?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Oops, that's supposed to go up like that. I fucked everything up. I'm not good at this, by the way.
Okay.
I've only done 10 of these so far, and I think only 4 or 5 of them with actual people in the studio. So let's talk about, by the way, there's no plan. We just sort of talk. And whatever we talk about, that's what happens. Emily's come over today because we're going to shoot one of her EDM costumes, and you make them.
Yes.
And I've encouraged you to start making them for profit for other people.
I actually have.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Me and my sister were making them, but they're kind of hard. They take forever, and I'm a little lazy, so...
Lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I got a couple out for some people, so.
Oh, you've done more than one then?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And do you make them per specification, or do you just basically...
They just told me to make it however I wanted to, so.
Really?
I just kind of went crazy on it.
Nice.
Which I like. I like to be able to do it with my own.
Obviously, they tell you their size, or are they stretchy and they fit everybody?
Okay. No. No, they're not.
You'll make me one then? No. No, thank you. I will be just fine not having one made. Okay, and I was going to ask you something about that. Oh, right. So when you're moving.
Yes.
This is random, by the way, so I'll be all over the place and you can just respond. You're moving to Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay, bye. No, yeah. you're moving there. Holy shit, that is way too loud. Uh-oh. Oops, hold on. Yep, that would be why. Okay. All right, everybody, I'm sorry for the first 5 minutes of this show. Your ears are bleeding, and now I've fixed it. So there we go. You're moving to Las Vegas because that's where a lot of the movement is, the music that you want to know. They can't understand if you shake your head. You have to say no.
I know. I was just thinking, I mean, not really.
Why are you moving there?
Because I have an opportunity to move there, and it's a cool place.
Well...
There will be, like, yes, there will be a lot of cool things going on.
There'll be a lot of drugs. There's a lot of gambling out there. There's a lot of nefarious people. But there's also a lot of cool shit that happens out there, too.
Yeah, like this one club where, like, I think Avicii plays.
What's that?
I don't know much about it yet, but...
You know, for somebody so into the EDM movement...
Yeah.
You don't even know Jack Conte. You don't know Evidium, or what did you just say?
What did you say?
Avicii?
I know him.
Oh.
I just don't know the name of the club that he's playing at, because it's new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. I don't even live there yet.
Oh, my mistake.
Wait till I live there.
I'm sorry. Okay. And you have a place lined up already, or are you just going to show up with a bag and hopefully...
No, I have a place to stay.
Good for you. And what does your boyfriend think about you leaving already?
I'll be back in 6 months.
It took you 19 years to get a boyfriend, and now all of a sudden you're leaving him.
The heck?
the heck? What do you mean, the heck?
No.
This is all about your personal life.
I guess.
Yeah, you guess. Something interesting about Emily is that, and I'll just totally bust her out right here, is that, not that much, don't, hey, easy, calm down. I know what's private and what's not, but I met you when you were not too much older than 18, like just pretty much, I've known you for about a year and a half, and I'll blow you up. I mean, you're gorgeous. You're probably the most uncomfortably attractive person I've shot in years. And that's why I'm always weird about you, around you, because I don't, it's easier on the microphone because I have to. I mean, if I just stare at you, I mean, it's going to be a boring show. But in all that time, you've never had any kind of a boyfriend or anything like that. And it always kind of freaked me out because it's like, why? What's wrong with you? Are you just so, you know, super retarded or smell bad? Or I don't know what it is, but you know, you party, you go out to the shows, the EDM shows and stuff like that. And if I overuse that EDM term, you can scold me and say that's what it's called.
Okay. Well, no, I go to EDC.
EDC,
but
that's
EDM is
carnival.
The type of music that I listen to.
Okay, but but
the place that I'm going to.
Very good. So you explained it that you were saving yourself for Skrillex.
No, I didn't.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't. You said that.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, you were gonna save yourself for Skrillex, and then. Like a year and a half goes by and you still aren't dating anybody, so I thought something was really, really up with you and I didn't know what it was, but you've redeemed yourself now that you have a boyfriend and you carve pumpkins with him. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
He's never carved a pumpkin before. So.
Have you carved a pumpkin before? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, last year I carved one and it was so good they put it in the newspaper. It was Frankenstein.
Wow. Random. And do you use a template or do you just go freehand kind of happen?
Yeah, I use a little like sketch.
Cheater.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
you're a cheater.
Yeah, but it's about cutting it. That's like
wow, she's gone psycho stabbo on me. Okay, excellent. I have carved a pumpkin exactly one time. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it this time.
It's
I was like
gross.
No.
I mean, you got to pull all that shit out of there and then I don't usually trust myself with sharp knives. It's one of those situations. What else cool stuff do you do? Let's talk about how interesting a person you are, because that's one of the main reasons why I wanted you to come in here to talk to me about this, was because I don't just talk to pretty girls, I talk to interesting people. You're pretty interesting based on you graduated high school, right?
Yeah.
And you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
She's so humble. What?
Well, no, yeah, I guess I'm smart.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't get C's. I mean, you did well, right? What?
You're looking at... on a different subject.
What are you talking about?
Well, I...
No, I turned it.
I wasn't very good in school growing up, so...
Oh. But you graduated.
Yeah, I graduated. Okay. I tried.
You tried hard?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had no interest in going to college, is that right?
Yeah, just because it's not my thing, I guess. School isn't my thing. I got to find different outlets in life.
Okay, and you kind of did. Well, okay, here's why we had never discussed the school thing. Here's why I thought you were really good in school is because you're highly motivated to do, like, things. Like, you don't just sort of sit around and wait for guys to pay for your drinks because you're pretty. I mean, you don't, like... You don't rely on that to get by. So, you've had a couple of interesting jobs.
Yeah.
So, why don't you tell me, again, because I know already, why don't you tell me what your most interesting job was lately?
Probably Vaseline. Oil changing.
Okay, so if let me paint a picture for everybody, and there'll be a link on the... On the little podcast button here, but so you can see what she looks like. Can you imagine driving into the Jiffy Lube? Wait, was it Vaseline?
Vaseline.
Okay, we'll just call it a Jiffy Lube because no names here. We're not gonna identify any like Burger King or anything. Like that.
Okay.
What it doesn't
Oil
matter.
Oil change place.
Nobody listens to this. So I did. This is therapeutic for me. This has nothing to do with anybody else. But if somebody wants to hear it, that's fine. So they drive into Jiffy Lube and they see this. 5'6".
Yeah, 6.
Okay, 5'6". Long, dark hair, brown eyed, beautiful girl. Bop up. Oh, good. I'm gonna have that happening. Okay, and then she says, "Hi, would you like your oil changed?" Is that what she said?
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? That's not why you took that job.
No.
You wanted to do the work. You wanted to actually do the oil changes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you.
They eventually did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got certified.
Okay. So you were actually under the car, pulling the plug.
On the hood, yeah.
Oh, you were up top?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let you in the...
I could do bottom, but, like, it was kind of hard. It was kind of hard because the tools were very... Everything was tight.
You know what's also awesome about Emily is that she's pretty naive.
No!
No, well...
I was homeschooled.
She was homeschooled because she didn't like school.
No.
What, did your parents
were... I got bullied growing up.
Oh, because...
This is stuff you don't really know about.
No, this is great. This is good stuff. Why were you bullied? Because you're too hot?
No, I was not hot growing up,
really?
Actually.
Ugly duckling.
It was because I wasn't that great in school. So kids would make fun of me.
You were in a green school.
I wasn't great in school.
Oh. Probably your communication skills. They may not understood what you were saying. You were saying like, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to come up with something really quickly and then come up with something else that it could have been.
I had teachers bullying me and stuff.
What? No.
Yes.
No, that doesn't happen. Teachers don't bully students.
Well, they were not understanding and they would make me do things like...
Do you have Down syndrome?
No.
Oh.
I have a visual auto processing disorder.
Ooh, tell me about that. What is that?
It's when the left and right side of your brain, they don't really communicate the same as everybody else. So I can't read and spell as great as everybody else.
Oh.
Plus I have dyslexia. So it's hard for people to understand because I come across so normal. And I am normal, but they think that I'm smart.
Oh.
Like they think I can do things. And when I say I can't, they think I'm just being lazy.
Oh.
But,
well, I'll tell you what, I've never thought that you were lazy because your other job that's kind of weird is...
A nanny?
You're a nanny. you're wrapping that up though, right? Because you're moving on.
At the end of January.
But for the last year and a half, you've been a nanny.
Two years.
Okay. So let me continue to paint a picture. This gorgeous 18-year-old girl comes bopping up your door or driveway and she's your nanny. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't wear makeup when I go there. My hair is all messy.
Yeah, well,
it's a little different.
I don't. Oh, you gotta go take care of the baby. You're Do your nanny thing.
Oh God.
What? And do you have a costume when you're a nanny? Do you have like a like a black
like a uniform?
Yeah.
No, I just wear like a t-shirt from Target.
See, I'm no, jeans. That's the wrong answer. You were supposed to say it's a French maid kind of thing with the French with the fishnet stockings and stuff.
Wouldn't
and the heels.
Be like the house cleaner.
Well, you did a little bit of cleaning there, right?
Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean you have to do
I
laundry.
I have my own cleaning business on the side too. For offices. But you know about that, right?
You mentioned that the last time we talked.
Yeah.
And you blow my fucking mind every time that you talk to me, because it's like, all right, so you're a nanny and then you changed oil in cars and then now you're cleaning office spaces.
Yeah. And before that was just regular teenager at Hollister folding clothes.
Oh, that job doesn't count. That's what every kid does.
Calvin Klein. Yeah.
Like a retail store?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a retail store. I thought it was more of a... No, I mean, I thought it was just like a brand name. I didn't know they actually had retail stores.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you go in by yourself and do the cleaning, or do you have a team? Do you have subordinates? Do you have employees?
No, it's just me.
You just you. Okay.
Bring my own stuff too.
Oh yeah?
Pack all the vacuum and the mops in my tiny little Mustang. Which I don't like doing.
The Mustang that you wrecked and then got fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All right, I'll send a link. I'll also put a link to that terrible video we made. No.
No.
And when I say terrible video, it wasn't like she was naked or anything like that. But we, the very first video that I ever did.
And me.
And Emily. We were both terrible. And I'm not proud of that one. No. So.
It's actually really embarrassing.
In a little bit. I'm doing better stuff now, though. I mean, I don't know if you've seen my latest video of the two girls dancing. What does the fox say?
Angel? Is that her name? She did the one with the dubstep.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was really good. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I did a zombie short. I did a bunch of things now.
I didn't see those.
I know, you don't
post
care.
Them.
Yeah, I do. Maybe.
I'm
you...
never on Facebook. I'm so busy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you're cleaning houses and cleaning babies and cleaning cars.
And modeling.
And oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about your modeling. You're like a real big deal. Like, well, not a big deal, but
I wish.
Hold on, but you get paid to model a lot of times, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're ahead of the curve on a lot of girls on Facebook who say that they're a model.
Yeah.
Right, because there's a huge difference between saying you're a model and going to some place and getting paid to model and signing a release contract and then seeing those pictures somewhere.
Yeah, I say if you're doing your own hair and makeup, if you're not getting paid, if you don't have an agency or you've never been like in anything public, you're not really a model.
And are you in an agency?
Yes.
Which one?
Michelle and Group, Diamond, Slate Models Management. And then when I go to Vegas, I'll be so close to California, I'll sign with some in California.
Well, I'm sure there's a couple in Las Vegas as well.
Yeah.
But
better work in California for short people like me.
Oh.
I wish I could go to New York because I love high fashion, but I'm too short.
I don't know. Unfortunately, the work for shorter people in LA is probably not work that you'll want to do. She's never taken a topless picture, ever. Which is fine, and you should only do what you choose to do.
I got asked to be on like the front cover of Fast and Sexy or something, but they wanted me.
Oh yeah, Fast and Sexy. That's like been in circulation for what, 45 years, I think, and you can pick it up at every 7-Eleven. No, I've never heard of that.
Well, whatever. They asked me to be on their cover, but then they wanted me to do like nude stuff inside, and I was like, no.
Oh, you know what that is? I bet you it's a magazine like Lowrider or Easy Rider. It's probably like Easy Rider, where Tiffany was actually on the cover of that one, and they do topless stuff on the inside and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So you do know about it?
No, I don't know what Hot and Furious is, or what is it? Hot and Fast?
I don't know. Fast and Sexy.
Fast and Sexy. Yeah.
It's like a car magazine with obviously girls.
I thought it was like, See, it's too early for me to be doing this. Usually I do these shows at like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, and I've had a couple drinks, and my brain doesn't actually work before 5. So I'm not quick enough to like think of gardening. I thought it was going to be a gardening magazine.
Why?
because that would be funny. The show's supposed to be funny. The last show I did, I made the girl cry, and that was not, that was uncomfortable. Yeah, because we talked about childhoods and stuff like that, and you'd be surprised that some people who do like nude modeling don't have the best childhoods ever. Yeah, I know.
Oh, not to laugh at that.
Oh my God. So let me just let everybody know that Emily was laughing at somebody else's misery as a child.
No, I was like, oh. Shit.
No, but what's cool is, yeah, it was actually Angel, the one that did the video.
Don't talk shit.
No, I'm not talking shit. We did the podcast. I mean, that's gonna go up. Right. That's gonna go up later today. Everybody's gonna be able to listen to it if they want to. No, I just didn't look at her and make her cry. I mean, we talked about it.
You're very good at like
pulling stuff out.
Yeah. Well, because like not everybody knows. Like I don't know. Whenever I came in, you're like extensions, figure. I don't know. Like you just know things when you see it.
I still feel bad about that because you're still bringing it up, which meant
it affected me.
It obviously affected you a little bit.
No one else has noticed my like extension.
Well, look, okay. Here's the situation was that, and the very first time that I met Emily, we were out at something called Bikini Nation out at Daytona Beach, and I'd never met her before, never even spoken to her before, and she shows up and she's like obviously the hottest girl there. I mean, well above. And I thought, oh my God, I got to get that girl and I got to shoot her again at some point. Here's my game. I make fun of you, not you, but you, hot girl, you, and because you're used to hearing nothing but praise and like nervous people coming up to you and going, "Oh, you're so pretty." You know, if I immediately go on the attack and like say, you know, put you down or something like that, you're just like, "Huh, that's weird. What's his deal?" So I mean that. Sometimes it backfires and you're just like, fuck you, get out of here. And then that blows it.
So you're just trying to see what reaction a girl would get?
No. That's just the tried and true technique that I've been able to talk to people. Because you may not believe it, but I'm a complete introvert. I don't like to go out. I don't like to talk to people. And I find it very, very difficult when I don't have a camera in my hand or I'm not sitting here behind this microphone to actually have a conversation with somebody. Unless I'm like hammered, but... I don't like, I was just at a party, this past weekend in Miami and I knew like three people and I think I talked to those three people for most of the night. Cause I don't know. I'm just weird about that. So the very first time I noticed that you had this long, black, gorgeous hair. I mean, really, really pretty. Couldn't possibly be real.
That's why.
So I had a 50-50 shot, they were, extensions, and so I asked you about it and you were weirded out about it, right?
Yeah, because I was like,
because you're not used to that, because even if somebody thought they were extensions, nobody in their right fucking mind would come up to you and say, oh, those are nice extensions, to like put you off. They would just say you have beautiful hair. They wouldn't say, you know, and call you out and stuff like that. I did, and therefore that's why we've had a, you know, year and a half friendship. So it worked out. Yay. Hooray for me. Anyway, I don't know where we're going with that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What else you want to talk about?
I think we covered everything.
No, there's stuff that we won't cover.
Stuff we won't cover.
Isn't that cool? Because we didn't even have a pre-interview. You didn't say what you didn't want to talk about, and I already know what not to talk about. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
What, you act like I got some secrets and stuff?
Well, there was that, you know, 2 years you spent in prison in Quantico. I'm not going to talk about the Grand Theft Auto and the string of murders. So I'm not going to. We don't need to talk about any of that stuff. Unless something's changed in your life. No. Has something changed in your life?
No.
Maybe something has changed in your life. You have a boyfriend now, so that's different. I don't know. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry. You're going to LA. I'm sorry. You're going to Las Vegas for the opportunities in modeling or opportunities otherwise?
Otherwise. I mean, I'll always continue to try to model, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to put it as my like main focus anymore.
Okay. And what is the work opportunity out there?
Bartending.
Right. That's right. We talked about that before, and you are going to make a shit ton of money out there.
I hope
bartending.
So.
Yeah. And like I said, if you know, make some connections throughout the winter time, and then when the summertime comes, your goal is to be out on the pool deck serving drinks on the pool deck, because you will make hundreds of dollars every single day doing that. There are girls, there are working model actresses in LA who travel to Las Vegas on the weekend to just do that, and they come back with a couple thousand dollars.
There's gonna be like a lot of good looking girls there though.
You know what? The really, really striking women, and this is the bizarre thing in this whole world that I've been noticing, and we're gonna talk about this when we talk shit, but
I don't talk shit.
No, I'm just gonna talk shit and you're gonna answer questions. No, it's off the record though, it doesn't matter. Wait, where's your tongue piercing? Is it in?
It's been out for like a while. Oh, since okay. Our photo shoot with my car.
Good.
Really? Yeah, you're like, you sound different. Do you got a new piercing in your mouth? And I said, no, I took my piercing out.
The photo shoot with your car, that was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and then I like tried to put it back in, and then like I just took it out.
Okay. Very good. Okay. I lost it. About the pretty girls in Las Vegas. Yes, of course. But there are so many places to work in Las Vegas. I mean, every resort on the Strip has a giant pool, and of course they're going to employ lots of pretty girls to work there to serve drinks and stuff like that. And then within each resort, you've got like scores of bars in there and the clubs that you can work in. And I don't think you're going to have any problem at all. And you're going to be able to choose where you work. Don't work at the Golden Nugget. Ugh. Stay away from Freeman Street. Freeman Street is the old Vegas with that canopy thing with the you don't know what I'm talking about. She's staring at me like I'm a moron.
Never been there, actually.
Well, I know, but when you see movies about Las Vegas, a lot of times they go to a place where there's this long canopy. And when I say canopy, you think it's made out of like canvas or something like this. It's a giant TV screen, basically, that's wrapped around the top of the street.
That
anyway,
sounds cool.
And jets fly over, but they're on the screen. They're not like jets. Anyway, that's the old Las Vegas. The new Las Vegas is the Strip where the MGM and the Pyramid Luxor thing is and all that stuff. And even those are the really old resorts there. You want to work at the Aria or the Wynn. Or Mandalay Bay is good. But when you get out there, people are going to tell you where you should go first.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've been a very, very lively very lively guest.
Host.
I'm just kidding. No, you warned me that you don't like to do video. You don't like to do recorded stuff. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you shy?
My brain, yeah, I guess so.
Really?
It just stops. Like, I think in my head and I don't really get it out. I can model, though.
You can model your ass off. You can, yeah.
I'll do the photos, but once it comes to, like, speaking and stuff.
I will say that you probably have the longest torso of any model I've ever shot.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's a compliment.
That's
because
funny. My whole family has long torsos. All my sisters.
That's right. You have a twin sister?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I guess they kind of look like you. I have two older sisters, a younger sister, and a younger brother.
And one of your older sisters just got married, right?
Yes.
Wait, you have a younger sister?
Yeah, she's 8.
Never mind. She's got lots of years to ripen. Right. But your other sister, the one that looks almost exactly like you, is she like, what, 2 years off?
I don't know which one you're talking about, honestly.
You think both of them look exactly like you?
I don't think either of them look like me, but people go back and forth on saying who looks like who and stuff.
It was the one who did not get married.
Oh, Erica. She's 23.
No names. Oh. God damn it.
You called me, you said my full name.
I'm just kidding. Oh, and you have good teeth too. Did you have braces? Did you have like work?
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I know. It's just I had both my two front teeth are on top of each other. That's why I say when I was younger, no.
They're not now. I mean, they're perfect now.
Braces, yeah.
Okay.
I had so much mouth work.
Is that why they teach you in high school? Is that the bullying? Is that where that came from?
I told you what the bullying was from.
You have a learning disability.
And I was put in.
No, that's good. I like the bass. That works.
I was put in regular classes.
Yeah.
And so.
You've actually been a really good guest because a lot of times people play with the microphone cord in front of them because they're nervous and it makes noise. Oh. They squeak around in their chair and it makes noise.
I've been squeaking in my chair though.
A little bit. But that's my fault for having a squeaky chair. Mine's squeaky too. If I really wanted to have a real studio, I would have carpet in here and like some soundproofing, and I wouldn't have a loud computer right next to here.
And a stool.
And there's a stool right here if you'd like to have it.
No.
There's my computer down there. That sounds good. And maybe you wouldn't have a shitty boom microphone as a microphone. You'd have like a actual microphone or something. That one's no good either. Hey, I'm not made of money, okay?
I don't know the difference.
You've been on the radio, you said, before when you were 8 years old?
Something like that. No, 12.
12. What were you doing on the radio at 12?
We used to have exchange students that lived at with us.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just what my mom did, I guess. It was cool, I guess. And so, yeah.
But I don't understand why that...
We were part of a group. Like, homeschoolers would do it, and this lady would come in and have, like, an exchange student go to each house, and then the music is messing
with me. I'm sorry. No, I can get rid of it. I'm sorry.
So we were part of the group, and I don't know how, but, like, the head lady got a hold of some radio station, and they wanted, like...
Was that here locally?
Yeah.
Do you remember what radio station it was?
No.
It's probably 88.3, Safe for the Little Ears or something.
No.
It's a Christian something or other.
Z88.
Z88, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry,
Z88.
She just vomited all over the place.
No, that's so mean.
What are you talking about?
I'm a Christian.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't listen to their music, though.
Do you know there's a new rock station in town? It's 106.3 or something like that. And I thought it was like, going to be real awesome because it's like, great, okay, I'd like to have a rock station that just plays rock. Because a lot of times 101 now, all of a sudden, they play a lot of classic stuff. Which you would think I would like because I'm like old as dirt, but no. So they're a Christian rock station. The fuck is that? Christian rock. No, thank you. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm nothing against...
I know, but it always seems to be stupid music.
It is, because if you listen to the lyrics, you start hearing about he is our savior and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, ugh, really? Okay. Rock it out, guys. Did you? Yeah, I'm good at this, right?
That was a long time ago. I don't remember anything else. That was like a random bring up. So
a random bring up.
Yeah.
Good. No, I'm very much like you. A lot of times, like I'll be talking and right in the middle of a sentence. I know what word I'd like to, you know, express, but the word won't actually go from the brain to my mouth, and then I'll instead of just skipping over it and going to a different word, something happens where I have to.
Think about it.
Yeah, I have to stop, and then I'll just stop in the middle of a sentence, and then I'll look like a complete moron because I'm searching for this word, and then I guess I get a little nervous because then it just becomes impossible for me to actually find it, and then instead of that, I have to find a word that will fit in there anyway. All right, so we have some stuff to do. We have to do a shoot because you have your newest creation. Yes. Today we're gonna shoot you in that, and then you brought some other stuff, but whatever. And then
whatever.
Unfortunately, you didn't come at 4:30 like you said you were going to, so it's not gonna get dark.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, you said after 4.
No, I said before 6.
Oh, that wouldn't have worked out anyway then. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
What, you got a date? You got something to do?
No. Yeah, yeah. I'm meeting with my friend is actually moving to Vegas with me.
Oh.
So our moms are going to meet, and I'm going to meet her mom for the first time.
You're going to live with a dude out there?
No, with a girl, I said. My friend. Oh, yeah. I guess I just said my friend. No.
No, you said he. I mean, I heard he, but...
She.
Yeah,
whatever.
She.
No, I'm not...
Cross-dresser, transvestite. That's cool.
No, she's really hot. No, no homo.
No homo. That's fair. That should be a disaster.
A disaster? Two young 20-year-olds moving out to Vegas?
What dreams are made of?
I'm turning 21 there.
Oh, snap. Oh, that's right. You're 20 now?
Yes.
Okay, I kept calling you 19. My bad.
Almost 21. In February.
Oh, almost. What is that, 7 months from now?
No, that's like...
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Mickey.
Really?
I didn't really have time to, like, do my outfit, so.
Okay.
Sexy Mickey, does that?
Well, I
it's
would.
It's really cool. I
didn't.
Like
it. I didn't think you would be like the classic Mortimer Mouse with the stove steam pipe or yeah, the. Or no. the you know.
I was Skrillex last year, and I was gonna do that again, but I was like, eh. I'll do something different.
Skrillex, the guy you're not into, right?
Yeah, no, I'm in love with his music.
I could have sworn that one time you said that you would have sex with him.
No, I was like, no.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Do you know what he looks
my
like?
Yeah.
No offense, like, I'm not about looks, but, like, he looks a little dirty.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he could use a shower, and his hair's a little greasy.
I love him, though.
Okay.
In a different way.
Well, yeah, you listen to his music. If you could just close your eyes and he creates music for you, that would be a perfect relationship.
No. I just love
you need
him
more than
as
that.
A
okay.
brother.
Okay. Oh. You've met him, right? I mean,
I haven't met him. I've seen him in, like, concert, yeah.
That's strange that you would get so close and then not go that extra mile to go meet him.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're at his concert, if you're at his show.
Okay, fine. I was 18 last time I saw him.
That's perfect.
I was by myself.
That's even better.
No one wanted to go with me to his concert. The school was nice.
Time out. It's not.
I didn't know
what
to.
No. Time out. No.
I'm making everything creak.
Listen. So, this is how this worked. You wanted to go to an EDM show. And not one person would go with you?
I didn't really have friends back then.
Well, that's the...
What was...
Was that you?
No. Yeah.
Oh. No, that's fine. I find that kind of strange because... was it because you were homeschooled?
Yeah, I didn't really know many people. Well, I did have friends at Hollister, but I was very quiet till, like... Up to, like, last year.
I will say that that also surprises me about you. When you're not in your outfit at a show, you are very shy and you don't seem to be, like, super social with other people right away. So I don't know if you're guarded or if, you know, whatever.
Well, because I got bullied so bad. I don't think you understand.
Like, I don't understand.
No. I'm not going to really go into it, but I've said enough
so
far.
No crying.
No, I'm not going to. No, I crying. Won't cry. It's just, yeah.
Well, you, okay. I mean, understand that bullying in the 70s when I was growing up is completely different than bullying in the 90s when you grew up.
No, I grew up in 2000, man.
You were born in 92, 3, 5,
93. 93. But,
okay.
Like, I was 6 when I turned 2000. It's not like I grew up.
Okay. In the early 2000s. But what I'm saying is in the digital world, in the new world, bullying is a lot different. Where in the 70s, early 80s, when you were bullied, you got beat up.
Yeah.
Big deal. You know, somebody called you a fag or something like that. It's like, you know, you don't even know what a fag is at that point because you're like 9 years old. And, you know, we don't have the internet when I'm 9. So
yeah,
I don't.
The internet can be really bad.
Yeah, but... Isn't it enough to just unfriend those people and ignore them? I know it's impossible for you to actually just forget about that stuff happening, but I guess it's not that easy.
I've moved on from it now, but like...
Yep. Acoustically isolated studio.
No, like when I was 17 and I went to Boone High School. Can I just say the name of it?
Yeah.
I wasn't very good and I was... My mom was trying to put me into, like, the special ed classes. Mm-hmm. This is embarrassing to talk about, but, like, I'm trying to, like, move on. And, like, I want to be a spokesperson one day. I know I suck at talking. But, like,
you'll
to
get
be
better.
A spokesperson to, like, talk about it. Because people don't really know about other disabilities other than dyslexia. And I want to, like, say, hey, there's people out there that...
Look, I believe that if you feel passionately about something and you're knowledgeable about something...
Yeah, you can...
You can talk about it. It's not like... I don't think you have to be worried about, oh, I suck at talking. It's like, no, not when you're talking about something that you really, really care about.
That is true.
Because that comes really easily.
One day when I'm like really successful and I'm older, because no one wants to listen to a 20-year-old right now. And I want to go to high schools and talk about it.
I would argue that you have to do that as early as you can. Because as soon as you get that gap, that age gap, the kids are going to turn off and they're just like, oh, she's 33. She's 33. What the fuck does she know about being 18?
Well, I would have listened to someone older. I had nobody really when I was, well, my dad has somewhat of a disability, but it's not as bad as mine. But I wanted to see that you could be successful and look, I overcame my disability.
Yeah, look what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh man, if I could go to some of my teachers right now and say, look,
punch them in the balls.
Not punch, but like be like, look at me now.
Yeah.
They were so rude.
You should go in a bikini. Say, look at me now. Yeah, fuck you, jerk.
I just want to be like, show them all the work that I've done, and not just in modeling, but like my life in general.
No, I mean,
it's become really successful.
I know, and I don't want to downplay the fact that you're beautiful and great body and you're modeling and stuff like that, but you know, you do plenty of other stuff beyond that. I mean, and you basically run two of your own businesses. Do you have ADD? I mean,
no.
Do you have, okay. I don't know.
I beep and I look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a trial of this soundbite program, and I don't want to pay for it, so that's why that thing pops up all the time. Well, I mean, I like playing you know, magical sound effects, and I can't do that without this program. So you're not going to be a nanny anymore, and you're going to try to just basically do the bartending modeling when you're out there.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you you'll do pretty good, and I wish you the best of luck. And that happens when you leave in December.
January 7th.
January 7th. That's too bad you won't be out there. What was that face?
It's like, it's so close.
Yeah, you getting nervous?
No, I'm excited, but like I do have people that I'm leaving behind that is going to be sad, but.
Because you're pretty close to your family, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're,
definitely.
I'm sure, worried as hell about you.
No, they're excited.
Oh.
They know I can do it. My mom's excited.
Or they're like,
we have
God,
a tiny house and we have
thank
like
you,
seven
finally.
People living.
Emily's getting out of the fucking house.
A little something
get
like that.
Get out of here.
Well, no, not like that. But
yeah. And,
I think they're excited that I'm actually like doing something with my life, you know?
You know, it's really cool. It's nothing I could have ever done, and I really can't even do it now because I have every reason to move out to LA, and I just don't want to because I'm not that risk taker. I don't want to take that jump, so you know, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah,
so I respect anybody who will take that chance and just go.
I want to like live every second to its fullest, you know? That's why I do so many different random crazy things. It's just because when I was younger, my grandma, she's just like, oh, I never did anything with my life. I'm all depressed.
Oh, that's sad.
So I was like, I'm going to just do the exact opposite of what she did. Not that I'm talking shit or anything, but.
You're very concerned about that. I mean, you always want to have like the best, you always want to have the best impression.
Impression? I just don't like talking about people. And
I do. I love it. No, I'm kidding.
Because it's always going to get back to them, I feel like.
Yes.
I think it's because of my past, and I don't like people talking about me, so why would I talk about them, I guess? You know?
Well, let me tell you.
But I'm still human. I still, you know.
I'll be very honest with you. I've never had a bad thing to say about you to anybody.
Oh, thank you.
and not just because you're a great model, but because you're like a cool person, a nice person, and I think that's part of it is you don't talk shit about anybody, and you don't want to be in the controversy. You're not confrontational or anything like that. So
yeah,
you know, and you know, just stay being smart. Don't let anybody take advantage of you, and I think you'll do super great. I'm gonna let you pick what song we're gonna listen to on the way out. So
uh-huh.
Who? No, 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 no,
well,
no.
Well, I thought it was kind of obvious.
It is obvious, and that's why it can't be. So you have to pick a different song.
Right here.
What is that?
Promises. It's Nero and the Skrillex remix.
I see it. It's right here.
Actually, yeah, no, there's a lot of songs I like right now. I don't know.
A lot of songs?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, this is the one we're going to listen to. So, this has been the Random Stream of Consciousness. Uh-oh, my computer's broken.
I was about to say.
Fuck. It's all... Oh! That wasn't the song?
No.
What was that?
Yeah, that was the song, but it was like choppy.
Hold on, we'll try it again. No, this song's broken. Hold on a second. All right, I'll find another one. I guess this is the same thing. All right, anyway, so let's try that one more time. Yay, okay. Right on. So this has been the Random Stream of Consciousness. I have been talking to Emily Weiss. She's gorgeous, and we're going to go shoot some sexy pictures. And maybe I'll post one. Maybe not. So say bye. This is the last time we're probably going to... Well, we might work together one more time before you leave.
Yeah, don't make it all sad. Like, oh, it's the last time.
Yeah, that's good that we're doing it this time and not next time, because I would get a little emotional. No, that's a lie.
Whatever.
All right, bye everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.